Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. My name is Joseph Duncan, and this is Vendetta Pro Radio. You can call us up and listen live at area code 646-929-2066. I'd love to tell you that we're going to take callers, but once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're probably not going to have a lot of time to do that here tonight. I do want to state for the record, and it's something I kind of wanted to bring up last week, but you know, once again, the thoughts and opinions expressed by the guests of Vendetta Pro Radio do not necessarily reflect those of Vendetta Pro Wrestling, its sponsors or affiliates, or those of the National Wrestling Alliance, its sponsors or affiliates. Right now, we're going to bring in our co-host, ladies and gentlemen. He is the two-time Vendetta Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion, Billy Blade. Billy.
What's up, Joseph? How's everything?
Hear any good stories lately?
Any good stories? Yeah, man, I don't know. It's all over my feed. Yeah, it's a lot of big stories. However, I will tell you two big stories real quick before we get Austin on the phone, if he's not on the phone already. Just real quick, because we might not get it in. So Vendetta Pro Wrestling is making our debut. You know, we're returning to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City May 15th, and we just officially announced Jeff Jarrett making his debut for us. May 15th, May 16th in Stockton, California, and May 17th in Chowchilla at the fair. Now, that's including Carlito and Ricardo Rodriguez. All three of those will be on those shows that weekend, so that's pretty big news for us. As well as we just confirmed that Justin Thunder Liger will be at the Cauliflower Alley Convention, as well as possibly Tiger Mask. We're just not sure on which one will officially be there, but they're both, I heard, maybe in attendance, so it's pretty big. So anyway, keep checking VendettaProWrestling.com, and, you know.
Absolutely, but coming up this weekend in Torrance, Vendetta Pro Wrestling makes its debut at the Oak Street Gym. Main event for that evening will be Brian Kendrick, international wrestling superstar, taking on Vendetta Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion Little Cholo for the title. Tickets are available right now at VendettaProWrestling.com. Let's not waste any more time, though. We had a guest on last week, and we're going to bring him back on right now, and he's still got plenty more to say. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to Vendetta Pro Radio, Austin Draven. Austin.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
What's up, Austin?
How you guys doing?
Not too bad. Like I asked Billy, hear any good stories lately?
It's been quite a week for me here. I didn't expect, you know, just coming on here and, you know, telling my story that it would get this much exposure, but it's been pretty crazy.
Well, you know, Austin, Joey Ryan actually was on a radio show, a couple years ago when Taz actually came on the show, and I know Joey Ryan is a big supporter of you, and so just wanted to get that shout out there. Thanks, Joey, for supporting Vendetta Pro Radio over the years, and let's continue where we ended last week.
Yeah, and basically, you know, this week, you know, WWE released a statement regarding my claims against Bill DeMott that were filed 2 years ago, and they claimed that they did a full investigation and they couldn't prove anything, or that there was nothing there, and that was their statement, and they've left it at that. And I want to respond to that statement is my main thing tonight. And really, to start that off, I want to go back to, why this investigation began in the first place. And, the thing is, at this point I came on not to make more claims or anything. I came on to tell you, these aren't even opinions. This is like a fact. This is the story that happened. And now it's kind of evolved this whole, why is Bill DeMott still there kind of thing. And I want to say that when this investigation started, I went to Talon Relations, and Talon Relations is really supportive of me, and they told me, hey, tell us everything you see down there. We need to know this. So that's the motivation behind everything that was written. I wasn't trying to call people out. I didn't want to be called out. This was a private thing between me and Talon Relations. And the next thing you know, 2 days later, after sending this in, and saying an email, I have all these emails, that they're going to take this very seriously, I called him to build the office and be interrogated with him and Carmen Smiley. Just me and those two. And they're saying, we've heard there's a rumor of a petition. Tell us what's going on, Judith. And I'm sitting there going, wow, I just put out a human resources letter about being bullied. And now I'm sitting here with the bully and his, main man, who basically does what he wants to do because he's an assistant coach. Why would I sit here and tell the bully what's going on? I will talk to a third party, maybe the authorities, if they're in here with me in the bully, but I'm not going to talk to him one-on-one. It would accomplish nothing. And knowing Bill DeMott's track record, it was a trap. So, of course, I said I had a private conversation with Talent Relations, and I want to leave it at that. And the next thing you know, Talent Relations says, if you're not going to tell Bill one-on-one, you're going to tell me a different story on email. Well, I don't know, if we can really trust you. And then I have another email from them saying, the names that you just gave me that said they want to speak out, they can call me. This is not what men do. Men don't write emails. They'll call in if they have an issue with things. And at that point, I felt stranded on both ends. And it was, talking about investigating the whole thing, Bradley Pierce came out, Ryan Nemeth, and he's been supporting me. And he said, hey, he was never asked about being kicked in his cast. I think you talk a lot of those names on there. They were not asked anything ever. And, no one's coming out and denying any of my claims. And that's a big thing. So I think you need to kind of go back and look at it right away from that point. But something that I need to get across, and this is something that since WWE released that statement, I feel I need to say this. And, because my thing is I've never had a problem with WWE. I have a problem with who they hired as a head coach because of what he did on a daily basis. I'm a certified strength and conditioning specialist myself. I see what he does. It's dangerous, and it just makes no sense. And he still does it. And I hear from people that he still does these drills that they're not old school drills. These things are designed to hurt people at times. And then when you add in the other abuses that are going on verbally and mentally, I mean, it was a depressing atmosphere. I was depressed. I wanted to quit. And I held out every day, and I was like, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to be a man, and I'm going to go in. Until my body just couldn't do it anymore, and someone told me they would help me. And when I sat in that office with Bill one-on-one, I said, wow, this cut out right away, not for credit anymore. I was afraid. And something that, a lot of the talent knows, and I knew, was that Bill sits there in his office, he kept a gun in his front desk drawer. And this is something, I did not see the gun, but I know from a fact, you can ask guys like Rusev talk about the gun openly. You can ask, there were some other guys that he opened the drawer and let see the gun and gave him a look. Conor O'Brien of the Ascension knows about the gun. These people said he carried a gun. And I know that he's prone to these mood swings. Am I going to sit there and tell this guy who's got a gun at his desk that could do anything at any point, oh, yeah, I just wrote a letter that's going to hopefully get you fired, bro. There's no way I was going to say that. I was legitimately concerned that something might go down right now. And I've seen this happen before. So I didn't know, and I just wanted to get the hell out of there. So I really wanted to let you guys, just kind of like, that was the start. So from there, their investigation was, test patients made a few calls to some of the guys who were in a position where, I better say something positive about the company. Yeah, things are fine down here. I'm about to go up. Yeah, things are fine. And then the last thing I heard was I had my surgery, And they called a huge group meeting with all talent down in NXT, put them in one room. Canyon was there. Bill was there. And they said, if anyone's got a problem with Bill, stand up right now. Well, who's going to stand up in that situation? Definitely not a recipe for someone standing up. And from what I've been told, I wasn't there, so I can only tell you what I've been told, is that the only person that stood up in that situation was actually the Diva Page to talk about the concern she had with the strength coach they had just hired, Matt Wyszynski, who at that point there was, some issues with the Divas and his behavior around them. I don't know about that. But when it came to Bill DeMott, no one was going to stand up in that situation, So from there, I come out to L.A. and, I'm trying to rehab myself. And that's why this thing has stayed quiet so long. I was under contract. They kept paying me for 2 years. So if my claims were so bad, if they were so off the mark, if I was so untrue, they kept honoring my contract. They kept making sure I was okay. So, and then finally, when I found out on my own, hey, I have a back thing, and I got my lawyer involved, they didn't want to look at the MRI that I have that says my back has a herniated disc. They wanted to say that could have been from another injury. So, am I someone that's sitting here bitter? No, I feel like I've kind of come to a place now where I'm like really happy. I'm working now with athletes. I started this business, athletes.com. I'm working with athletes that are going to be potentially in situations where they can't control what their coaches are going to do. And I'm trying to teach them how to protect their body the best they can. So I'm trying to make something of this. Well, that is kind of like the main response I wanted to give you guys right away about what's going on or what happened with the investigation.
Well, yeah, and we've been listening to this, and the good news is what you're just saying right now with your business. You're trying to turn a negative into a positive for other people that you're trying to reach out to that may have an issue, not so much with management or whatnot, but with injuries and whatnot, where you're going to end up helping them in the long run with their bodies, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Well, the thing is that Bill DeMott he's never been a successful coach. His track record is, in Deep South is terrible. He has no qualifications to be a head trainer of a developmental system that's priding themselves on doing this the right way, on training people the right way, on hiring the best minds in the business. He doesn't have a background in students. I don't understand why he's still there. To me, it's scary, and I'm concerned. And, that is why I started my business. And I want to work with athletes. I want to work with potential wrestlers that want to go down there because I know that no matter what you tell them about the experience, they still want it because it's the dream. And any backlash that I've gotten from other wrestlers right now are people I feel that are in a position that still want to chase that dream, whether they're with the company or whether they're trying to get to the company or they were fired and they're just hoping against hope that they're going to come back, even if they're not going to come back. They want to show up their good soldiers. Well, I still want to help these people. I still want to, prevent the injuries if I can hit them before they start. Because if I knew the things I know now about the body, I could have maybe saved myself in some of those drills, in some of those situations that I felt were dangerous to my career.
Yeah, totally, man. And I had a question for you. Hey, Joseph.
Yes.
I know we have a bunch of callers on listening. Would you want to take a call, or would you like to take a call from somebody? Anybody?
We can absolutely take a call. Area code 646-929-2066. Give me a second right here. Right now, basically, we just have listeners, so I think they're pretty much all confident in what.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
Raven has decided, though.
One more thing I did want to say.
Sure. We have plenty of time, man. We just want to make sure you know.
Yeah. There's another part of this that I wanted to get across there was some fallout. There was a time gap between when the letter was released, when people found out about the letter when I was down there, and then when I got my first surgery. There was about a month of time that I just wanted to talk briefly about that because this is kind of like the point where I felt most discouraged about training or Bill DeMott as a head trainer. It wasn't even the stuff in the letter. It was what happened after this human resources incident happened is that I went through all the right channels, and I thought I was doing the right thing because this is what was going to help the boys that were being hurt, and I was watching people drop one by one. This was going to help me. This was going to help talent relations solve the thing. And when Bill found out As soon as he knew this happened for sure, what happens? No one will ride with me to shows because they tell me, hey, look, we've been told that we're going to get heat if we ride with you. Understandable. But then I'm in the trainer room getting treatment every day because I got to get there at 8 a.m. to do treatment on my knee, hip, whatever. They're trying to figure out what's wrong with me. I'm sitting there getting treatment, and, you know, Bill will come out during the class, and there'll be a joke, and, you know, his one of his boys will say something, and it's like, oh, someone's going to write a human resources letter, huh? Like, all of a sudden, they're making fun of me right there about a human resources letter, which is supposed to be something like at a company like this, that I know the company wants to take it seriously, but he's actually turned it to something now that, hey, Judas is, you know, and I've heard from guys in the office that, you know, I was considered a pussy in Bill DeMott's eyes. Words like that, anti-gay words were thrown around, allegedly, this is what people were telling me, concerning me for writing a letter. And that's just stuff that made me sick. It's like, I don't want to be a part of a place that has somebody working there that wants to, A, make remarks like that. I'm a huge supporter of the gay community, number one. I always have been. And, you know, it was funny because, like, I've always kind of done, like, flamboyant characters, but I've always tried to be respectful of the gay community. And when I got down to developmental, I was considered for the Wyatt family right away by Dusty Rhodes. And Bill nixed it, going, no, Judas, he's way too you-know-what for that. And I just remembered that, and I was like, okay, you know, I can live with this for now. I get it, so I'll just do a character like this. But then by the end, I'm like, wow. When I started seeing him use that language on a daily basis with people, calling him a half a stiffy, calling Brandon Traven that, for his concussion. It was just, to me, that's just an environment that I didn't want to be a part of anymore.
Well, yeah, and speaking of, I think you said Ryan Draven, right? Or Ryan Collins, Draven. Right? Yeah.
Ryan Collins, yes.
Yeah, he, since you put your letter out to about the NXT that's been released and whatnot, there's been two other letters out. Is that correct? And that's now out by a couple other people?
I saw that Brandon Draven's letter was released as well. So, yeah, that was another one. He cooperated a lot of things I said. He kind of had some very similar complaints in his. And, you know, I think, obviously, I don't want to tell his story. I think that's his story to tell. But, you know, it's the kind of same thing. And unfortunately for him, he was pretty much fired probably within a couple of weeks of, it seemed like, writing that letter. I don't know the exact timeline, but he actually – so as far as his investigation goes, I'd like to hear what they have to say about his. It's, I don't know if there was a third letter. I do know that there was reports of E.T. Porter, who's – I think he's awaiting actually a murder trial right now, which is really tragic. But the report was that, you know, and I remember this because I was there when he was there. And the coaches would harass him, and he would put it in a notebook. He had a notebook where he kept it all. But he felt very depressed about that, and this was the statement, too, that was issued on his little thing. But, you know, he was a victim of bullying. You know, we all saw it. Everyone saw it. It's no surprise. Obviously, what ended up happening with him, that's beyond the scope of anything I'm talking about. And, you know, it's very unfortunate what happened.
Everybody, yeah. I just want to make sure everybody knows. I guess earlier this week, there's a technical issue with Blog Talk Radio. Our episode has been, for whatever reason, was reset to 15 minutes, so we are currently in the bonus time period, and the show will likely continue until about 8:30 p.m. So just letting everybody here know that I'm not entirely certain what happened. It's not my control, but I know there was a problem with Block Talk Radio, and so...
Conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy, yes. That's what I'm thinking as well. I'm... They have, you know, they're a multi-billion-dollar company, you know, and they took over Blog Talk Radio. Well, that just means that, you know, that means they're listening, and that's a good thing. And most importantly is they're not the only ones listening. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that has, you know, dealt with maybe not so much Bill DeMott, so to speak, but people in the wrestling industry who harassment and whatnot over the years, and this is a good example of maybe harassment at the higher level that not a lot of people hear about.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I wanted to take this story somewhere, you know, once, you know, everything was done and the dust settled, you know, I tried to talk to, you know, TMZ, and they actually interviewed me about this. But their bosses nixed it, and you know what ran the same day? Hey, TMZ finds out the Macho Man made the Hall of Fame. I mean, when's the last time Monday Night Raw mentioned TMZ by name? I think that was the first time that's ever happened. On the same, like, weekend that I talked to them about this whole story, and then they didn't want to air it because they said it was too old. So, it's, you know, it was frustrating for me. It's been hard to try to speak out, and then people were afraid to take this because they are a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the pecking order, so to speak, as well, because, like, people, TMZ, we've actually been covered in TMZ about a year and a half ago, and in a positive way, which is great, you know. And when we were putting out the press releases, I was actually tagging TMZ Sports and Ryan Satin. He's like a big wrestling fan for TMZ and whatnot. But I don't know if they retweeted it. I don't know any of that, to be honest with you. But I do know that, like, you're getting a lot of support. You know, there's some negative out there. I know Chris Jericho has something to say. I don't Joseph might know what he said. I personally, there's plenty of support out there, and I think it's good that people are hearing your side of the story. I mean, in all honesty, I wouldn't even mind hearing Bill DeMont's side of the story if we can ever get him on. I don't know if he would do something like that, but I mean, you never know. The bottom line is like, you know, we support you. You've been on Vendetta Pro. You were part of our roster before you made it to NXT. One of our head guys, Shannon Ballard, runs Kayfabe College, which is our wrestling school as well. It's our name of our school, and he helped train you. And like I said, we want to support our people. You know, we just want to give them the forum to talk. And you know what? I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you know, we have a studio in Pismo Beach, California, when in all actuality, you know, we're talking on our phones right now. You know, it's Blog Talk Radio. You can't get much better than free. So that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and that's the good opportunity, because now you get to express your feelings. And then you have anything else to say about the situation?
Yeah, you know, and I want to say to other talent out there who may be afraid to come forward that want to say something, people that have been with the company before or after, or they're hoping to go back, you know, silence makes losers of us all. And you can sit here and you can be silent, you can try to act like you're a good soldier, but only you know, like, in your own heart what's right and what's wrong. And you got to do, I understand you have to do what's right for you, but when people are hurt, when people are getting hurt, when people are being attacked, when things that are going on that are injustices are left to be injustices, nothing ever will change. And it's scary to come forward. And walking into that building after people found out that I did this was probably the hardest thing I ever had to do on a daily basis. And then to drive the shows by myself and to see Bill and to know that, like, I was the betrayer, that Judas became Judas. It was really difficult, but I held my head up, and I knew that for me, I did the right thing, that I could sleep well at night, because I didn't sell myself out to get somewhere career-wise. I stayed true to who I am. I stayed true to what I feel is basic human rights, and I would do it again because I cared about the business. I cared about the people that I was with on a daily basis, and I just wanted to have an environment where I could go in and I could learn, I could grow, and I could do something with that career. So, you know, that was my platform then. And, you know, now I'm just trying to let people know, you know, that there's still wrong going on. And I hope that, you know, that WWE can let this guy go. I hope that they can make that kind of decision. And it seems so simple. I don't understand why then there's so much against them that they keep him on here. But, you know, and I trust they will eventually come to the right conclusion, because ultimately they have, you know, some amazing programs that they follow. They have some sponsors that they, you know, they work with that, you know, this behavior is something that they don't want a part of their company. So I just hope, you know, that they eventually realize that.
Well, yeah, and you know what, the most important thing, you know, we're Americans. We have the freedom of speech. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, if you feel that you're being harassed, if you feel it, and it's technically, I mean, it's your work. You know, you're getting paid to be there. If you feel like you're being harassed, or if you feel like you're in an uncomfortable environment, I mean, if you don't say nothing, I mean, no one's going to really know. I mean, honestly, like, before your letter, now that the letter's out, I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of people that come out of the woodworks just by the reaction that we're getting on our end, and I'm sure on your end. So, I mean, I want to thank you just as a wrestler who's been doing it for 15 years. I mean, again, I'll say this again. I mean, me and Bill DeMond are friends, and I have no problems with Bill DeMond, but I will tell you that, like, as a wrestler myself, you know, I appreciate that you're coming out because it takes a lot of guts to do what you did, and it also takes a lot of guts to actually go in a public forum where millions of people can listen to this. And you know, and everybody's going to have their opinion, and that's okay, because at the bottom line, when everything's, like we say in pro wrestling, when the dust settles, you know, you're trying to take care of yourself, you know, for the long run, so to speak. You know, you're not, you know, you're taking care of yourself, and you're basically trying to help somebody else out there that could be having that problem that might not want to speak up. This might really help them get, you know, speak up finally.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, there's positives that have come out of this for me. Like I said, I've started my business. I've met, like, the love of my life, basically, out of my rehab situation out here in L.A. You know, I've had, like, positive things happen to me since then. But, you know, now I'm having a chance. I have a chance to wrestle again. And my story needs to be told, because this is still happening. And a lot of people aren't going to have that chance to wrestle again. I was lucky that I found a doctor who was like, whoa, why didn't WWE look at your spine? Why didn't they check that before they started operating on your hip? Like, that is, you know, something that they didn't do. And I'm lucky that I'm able to rehab it, and I'm 100% again, and I have a second chance at this. But I know people, like, you know, there's a guy like Axel Keegan who was down there in NXT, and that's the name of Max Bauer, who was injured and can't wrestle anymore. You know, then we talk about Corey Graves, you know, who's down there. My friend, you got Phil Friedman, who was James Bronson down there. You know, he got injured during DeMott's, you know, lead, and he can't wrestle anymore. Not to mention the host of guys who got fired, you know, for petty reasons. So it's just, it's so unfortunate. And, you know, I mean, 6 months in, they were trying to get rid of me off of this faking this injury. And it was just unbelievable. And I just feel so bad for some of the talent down there. They have to still deal with this.
Oh, for sure. Hey, Joseph, how much time do we have left? I know the blog talk messed up, so we're getting close, right?
Yeah, we got about two minutes remaining.
Okay, well, hey, man, if, you know, I don't know, we're probably not going to get a lot in 2 minutes. So I apologize for the Blog Talk Radio. Again, we don't have a studio or anything like that. We just go off the internet. So, you know, we might call you back and see if you want to come back on again. I mean, maybe you come back with somebody else. I know we've been talking about it. So, like, since we only have 2 minutes, man, do me a favor. Like, plug your, you know, your new business for us and your, you know, any way they can get a hold of you. And we'll do the same.
Yeah, well, my Twitter is Judas Draven. I was Austin Draven on the Indies, Judas Devlin, and WWE NXT. So it's Judas Draven. I have my email on there, austin.madelson@gmail.com. And you know what? Anyone can get a hold of me for bookings. I'm back. I'm ready to go. I want bookings in places. I want to get back into this 100% and be the Judas that I wanted to be. And then my website is Athlates, that's A-T-H-I-L-A-T-E-S, athlates.com. And it's, you know, workout stuff, basically, different exercises, progressions, mobility stuff that would be amazing for wrestlers, anyone really that wants to stay injury-free and do the competitions they love for life. So that's
awesome.
My business. Yeah.
And yeah, no, and I said, awesome, man. It's going to be awesome. And we look, you know, we're going to have you at Vendetta Pro Wrestling, so everybody knows he will be debuting soon. We're working on the dates now.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
So VendettaProWrestling.com, look us up on Twitter at Vendetta Pro. We're sorry that the radio is going to cut us out, but Blog Talk Radio, when you can't do much about it if they have the control. Conspiracy, what can we say? But, man, hey, thank you for coming on, Austin. I think a lot of people are going to learn a lot from this, and we obviously are happy to give you that forum. And, again, thanks a lot, and definitely we're going to see you soon. And look forward to seeing you back in the ring. I know you're a great talent, and a lot of people need to see that.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate this.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, Joseph. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. See you guys next week right here on Vendetta Pro Radio. And looks like I actually thought we'd be cut off by now. So let's go ahead and sign out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
This is Vendetta Pro.